Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Pro Bowler and Super Bowl champion wide receiver Demaryius Thomas has died. We believe it happened from a seizure. We're going to talk about what we know. But for those of you that had money on the Broncos and were a huge fan of him when he played for the Broncos, Texans, and Jets, this is just tragic. Many of us don't like wearing reading glasses, and boy, do we have to reach and hunt and find our reading glasses. There's a prescription now that's on the market that might change all that. We have a teenager who took his very first surfing lesson, never fell, but is paralyzed from the waist down. We're going to talk about what happened to him and what we could do to help him. Dr. Fauci has finally admitted that the definition of fully vaccinated might change to include boosters. We'll talk about some of the booster mandates that are growing across the country. A truck crash has killed 55 migrants, injuries to dozens more in southern Mexico as they're coming to the border. And we'll also talk about how we got some interesting Supreme Court developments when it comes to abortion and the masks. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, or comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. But, you know, before all that, and gosh, there's a lot of negativity in the news, it's Christmas time. It's Christmas time. It's holiday season time. Where's all the joy and the merry and the eggnog and the, well, this is cool. I got a very interesting guest. Joining us next is Annette Fritsch, Senior Director of Product Development from the Boston Beer Company, to talk about one of the coolest things we're going to see this holiday season and hopefully for years after. Annette, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Wow. Well, this is really, really cool because, you know, when you know, people drink Samuel Adams or, you know, there's beers from America, maybe some Canadian, maybe some, you know, but this is from Finland. This is cool. Tell us what you got.
Yeah. This drink called the Long Drink, it's Betty Long Drink, was inspired by the Longchero, and it's the Finnish national cocktail, which was developed for the guests who attended the 1952 Helsinki Summer Olympics. It was a blend of citrus, primarily grapefruit, gin, and tonic. And so Betty Long Drink is a citrus-flavored beverage with this back note of juniper berries. It's thirst-quenching, it's refreshing, it's sweet and packed with flavor.
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I'm not a big alcohol drinker, but the one thing that I have really liked are my Trulies. And I just love the citrusy part of it. And so when I saw that, you know, your company helped, you know, develop them, I was like, I really like those. I'm not really into the other seltzers and things like that, but boy, has alcohol and seltzer taken a turn. Tell us about the industry.
So it's a great observation you have. Firstly, Trulies great. That's one of our wonderful products. And it's light, it's refreshing, and ultimately the drinker's just looking for refreshment, but they don't want to sacrifice taste. And what makes me so excited about Betty is it's new and interesting for the whole beverage market. There's a lot of cocktail-inspired beverages out there, but Betty is super easy drinking. It's 5.8% ABV. It's full flavor, light-like to seltzer, but it's also balanced like a cocktail, so offers something really unique compared to all the other beverages.
It does. This Bevy long drink looks cool. And, you know, it's interesting because people always ask, you know, so, you know, doctors, what are their take on alcohol? So obviously we leave it up to the cardiologist. If they think it'll help your heart, great. If not, no. But a problem I have with alcohol is people will hit the bottle. And the alcoholism that is rising in this country are those that, you know, just, you know, when they started drinking, it wasn't so much the beers. They went to the hard alcohol. And I'm noticing that many people that could have gone the other way are, I think, have a much milder approach to alcohol, more moderate approach when they're doing these more as like a refresher drink. And I find it fascinating, and I want to study how this might actually limit some of the alcoholism we see in this country.
So the big thing for Boston Beer Company, for all of our beverages and all of the alcohol industry, we really encourage drinking responsibly. And so even though this drink is super refreshing, you still always have to think and drink responsibly with any alcoholic beverage.
Mm-hmm, true. And you bring up a point. Some people might think, well, because it's a spritzer-like or a seltzer or, you know, I could drink, you know, then it's not like hard liquor. But I'm finding the younger kids, they're not going to, I think when you look at the Gen Zs versus the millennials versus the boomers, there's a predilection for different types of alcohol. And I think the seltzers are starting to be the bigger drive. And I notice less alcohol in that generation. I need to study it. But anyway, if your product actually gets credit for that, I'm going to be the first to say. So pretty cool. What else can you tell us about what you guys are doing and what you have?
So the one thing I'll mention about Bevy is that we're also really bringing something to the U.S. that's unique. You mentioned Finland, all the things that you introduced at the beginning of the show. We want to bring a little bit of happiness, and Finland is the happiest place on earth. And so this is like the perfect time to go out and channel some of that happiness from Finland, and to be able to have this beverage and have whisked away to this cultural place that is filled with really a happy center.
Bringing in the Olympics, because we got another Olympics coming up in a few weeks. So very, very cool that it was created.
Absolutely.
Then, Annette, thank you so much for joining us. How can people find out more information?
So what you'll want to do is go to bevylongdrink.com. And right now, Bevy is only available in 20 states, and so you get a preview. Go out, look at bevylongdrink.com, put in your zip code. You'll find a store near you that has Bevy, and I encourage you to go out and try it and to talk to your friends about it, because it'll be national in January.
Very cool. Congratulations. And everybody drink responsibly. All right, Annette, can't wait to have you back. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We will try to get to a lot of your questions and comments. Call in. I can't email while I'm on air, so I'm not going to be able to respond, but I might read them on air. But very, very busy day, so a lot to talk about. So I think the White House was not very happy with a lot of journalists because as opposed to the vagrant or flagrant, whatever the word was, when Trump was in power, every single headline seemed to just twist and turn and misrepresent, and it was, well, Biden actually had some real nice, easy press conferences, and Biden kind of ticked some of the press off when he went and talked to them and he'd turn his back on them. And, you know, reporters and journalists need news and they need statements. And if you have a group of journalists who seem to, you know, kind of kit and glove you compared to Trump, you would think you would work with them. Well, apparently, because of everything going on, there was only so much, I guess, journalists could do. I think Don Lemon on CNN, after, I guess, journalists got a talking to from the White House on why you guys are being so negative on Biden, why, you know, how come you're, you know, the headlines are flipping. He was like, look, gas prices are down to $3.28. Woohoo! And he's like singing. He's like, ah. And I mean, my neck of the woods is still $4 a gallon, so I don't know what they're talking about. So if we are being asked by the White House to come up with headlines that are not negative or critical of Biden, here's one headline. Rather than saying inflation is the worst it's been since the, what, 80s or 70s, we're going to instead say the value of goods has risen to nearly 7%. Inflation is up thanks to Biden. Yay! Okay, was that good? Is that a positive spin? Okay, good. Same thing with vaccine mandates, okay? All right, so the Senate voted against vaccine mandates, 52-48. Senator Joe Manchin and John Tester, Democrats, joined every Republican in the Senate to say, no, we do not support the Biden policy on mandates because it's crushing businesses. I can't be negative, so I have to, I guess. Which is, where's our freedom of speech? I guess if we're going to say something positive about that, you know, Joe Biden's passion for getting vaccines into the arms of people met a roadblock in the Senate who chose business over, I don't know, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to tell you what it is. The Senate didn't like the mandates. The Senate thought the mandates were not constitutional, was an overreach. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, okay? I mean, it's ridiculous. I don't know where this is going to go, but if journalists have to taint the headline, if they have to taint with, and I get maybe we need to keep our opinions to ourselves, but, I mean, come on. What the, you have these companies that are already low on staff. They're operating with not enough people, very scarily too, because I wonder what's happening with foodborne illness, what's happening with safety measures. If you don't have the 7 or 8 people, you know, that oversee the OSHA rules, then who's overseeing the OSHA rules? I mean, we're lacking staff. We're lacking security. These people that are getting robbed by smash and grab operations, you know, people are telling them, well, go hire security. How do they have the money after COVID? Number two is if they can't even get front desk or they can't get clerks, how are they going to get security? And who the hell wants to be the lone security officer when there's 10 people coming in, some of them armed? It's ridiculous, just ridiculous. So I'm sorry. That's my opinion. My opinion is it's messed up and it's a cluster. But, all right. I know Biden's dealing with some low ratings, but I think some of it is because of what's been going on. So Dr. Fauci was in the news, and finally, and he had to put his cojones on the line with this one. We knew this was coming, where the quote-unquote fully vaccinated, generic, generalized verbiage of these mandates was going to at any time include boosters. And he finally admitted, I think he was talking to CNN, he also mentioned this to Axios as well, that it's not if but when that's going to happen. He said, but it's a matter now of when, not if. The definition of fully vaccinated will change to include 3 doses. It's a technical, almost semantic definition, and it is the definition for requirements if someone says, are you fully vaccinated? By the way, if somebody says, are you fully vaccinated, tell them none of their gosh darn business. That's what I would say, okay? To be able to attend class in a university or a college, or to be able to work in a workplace. Are you fully vaccinated? I think we have seen vaccinated people still get Omicron, still get viruses. We've seen vaccinated people get measles, not to the same degree as unvaccinated, but vaccinated people can still get an illness. Flu. I tell everybody I got the flu vaccine. You know what everybody tells me? Who gives a crap? I still have at least a 50% chance of getting the flu. The flu vaccine is for me. The COVID vaccine is for me. My boss doesn't need to know what's in my body. What if your boss finds it a public health threat that all the women in his office get pregnant? And will have to call out for months because they're pregnant. You'd be like, whoa, that's none of your damn business. Well, you should get an injection for birth control. Yeah, this guy would get sued. He would get, his career is over. Yet, that same boss could tell a bunch of women, you need to get the shot so you don't call out sick for COVID. None of this is constitutional. I don't understand how we're putting up with this, because you know any second, if bosses are saying, look, it is on us to make sure you're vaccinated because then you don't call out and you don't get sick. First, you're not my mommy. Second, you're not my daddy. So what about pregnancy complications? What about having to take off 6 months to be pregnant? I mean, I took off 2 weeks for my first and 3 days for my second, but what if my boss is so worried that I'm going to have to take off work if I get pregnant? Is he going to mandate a Depo-Provera shot? If you have laws allowing this BS to exist, all they have to do is white out. Yeah, we Gen X's are still into white out. All we have to do is white out the shot. COVID vaccine to Depo-Provera shot. What if somebody has sex in your office and they have a lot of sex and they get some gonorrhea and a second shot, right? Let's say. Or let's say they get syphilis, a penicillin shot. And that boss is like, I don't like that you keep on taking off for your gonorrhea or syphilis, and I don't like the idea that you sleep around the office and you could give everybody gonorrhea or syphilis. We're mandating you get the shot. They take out COVID vaccine, they take out Depo-Provera, and they put in the shot of penicillin. And I know you're saying that's hyperbole, you're over-exaggerating. Once there's a law, once this is precedence, that's what's going to happen. So when I mentioned they're going to mandate boosters, half of you were like, no, they're not. All they want is you to get the two doses of the vaccine or the one dose of Johnson & Johnson. Nobody's going to mandate boosters. So that's all what I'm hearing. All right, I'm hearing University Hospital New Jersey implemented one of the first vaccine booster mandates for those who received Johnson & Johnson. And now multiple colleges have booster mandates. Boston College, Northeastern University, UMass Amherst, Emerson College, Bentley University, Hampshire College, Smith College, Syracuse University, Notre Dame, and more. So if you were like, whew, I got the vaccine, I didn't feel so hot, had some side effects, I'm done with the vaccines, you might be mandated. Fauci's even saying it's not if, it's when. So I wasn't blowing smoke. This is the patterns are there. We could predict. You know, we talked about how you can't really predict the future with everything going on. I think we could predict it perfectly. I think we could predict there's, you know, every time there's a new variant, they're going to make it act like the biggest deal. They're going to, I mean, in New York, they're stopping elective surgeries. Isn't it our right with our health insurance to be able to get our gallbladder out or a hysterectomy if we need to? No, we got the Omicron variant. Well, come on. Now, I mean, I'm not stupid. With the flu shot, you need it every year. Yeah, you're going to need a COVID vaccine every year, but by choice. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mourners honored the late Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole, a veteran Kansas lawmaker and decorated World War II veteran. President Joe Biden and former President Bill Clinton attending the services at the Washington National Cathedral. Dole died last weekend at the age of 98.
With faith in Jesus Christ, we receive the body of our brother Robert Joseph Dole for burial. Let us pray with confidence to God, the giver of life, that he will raise him to perfection.
Reverend Michael Bruce Curry, presiding bishop and primate of the Episcopal Church. A spike in energy and gas prices is being blamed on inflation hitting its highest level in nearly 40 years. The Bureau of Labor Statistics saying the Consumer Price Index rose 0.8% in November. USA Radio News. U.S. Customs and Border Protection is reporting its agents encountered just under 165,000 illegal immigrants attempting to unlawfully cross the southwest border in October. Republican Pennsylvania Congressman Fred Keller tells Fox and Friends First, the Biden administration is failing to support border agents.
The vice president supposedly was getting to the root cause. And there's myself and about 100 of my colleagues on the Republican side did something they didn't do, and that was visit the southern border, the ports of entry, and talk to the border agents and the family, the American families that are living on this side of the border.
Millions across the country are getting a white Christmas about 2 weeks early. Winter storm warnings are in effect across sections of multiple states, including Colorado, Wyoming, and South Dakota. Mountain communities in Utah and Colorado will see snow today, with Park City seeing up to 6 inches of snow. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we learned that last night, former Denver Broncos Super Bowl champion, wide receiver Demaryius Thomas, died at his home in Atlanta, Georgia, Thursday evening. His family found him in the shower. They believe he had a seizure. According to his first cousin, LaTanya Bonsignor, his family believes it was a seizure as he had been suffering from seizures for the last year. She writes, she's been suffering from seizures he has for over a year, and we believe he had a seizure when he was showering. We're not sure when he died. We just spoke with him yesterday. She said he was alone and a friend couldn't get a hold of him, so he called his driver, who has a key because of these seizures, and he went into his home and found him in the shower. This rings eerily semblant to John Travolta's child, who we believe had a seizure in the shower. I want to look that up. What about a shower could trigger seizures? Because that is interesting. I know a lot of people can have seizures when they drive, but not a lot of people with seizure disorders are allowed to drive. That's why Demaryius Thomas has a driver. I'll look that up because I know that lights and certain things can trigger them. I have heard that showers obviously are the chosen method as opposed to a bath. We don't want somebody in a bath who could seize, because then they drown. So we always recommend a shower. But the other problem, though, with the shower is that you can hit your head when you fall. And so I think there's a bathing-related epilepsy where water could trigger it. I'll look that up, okay? I'll look that up. Demaryius Thomas retired earlier this year. He had played with the Broncos, I think, for 8 seasons, and then he was with the Texans, and then with the New York Jets. Now, for some of you who don't watch football, but his name sounds familiar, President Obama had pardoned and commuted sentences for his family. His mother, Katina Smith, was apparently pardoned in 2015 by President Obama for a nonviolent offense involving a cocaine operation. And then his grandmother, Minnie Pearl Thomas, who was serving a life sentence for a drug trafficking case in Georgia, had her sentence commuted by President Obama in August of 2016. But Demaryius Thomas had a very decorated career. I think he was the number one pass catcher for Denver's 2015 win over the Panthers in the Super Bowl championship. And he had actually suffered a car accident back in 2019. Some think that could have triggered his seizures. He did suffer rare concussions during his football career. I know of at least 2 concussions that he had. I think one was far back to 2010. So you do wonder if seizures could also be related to chronic traumatic encephalopathy or concussions that could happen with football. But just to quickly review, a seizure occurs when there is abnormal electrical activity in the brain. If the electricity doesn't conduct properly, brain function obviously gets disrupted. This is why we might see convulsions, involuntary jerking movements. We might see loss of muscle tone and they fall. We might see changes in their vision or senses, hearing, smell, loss of bladder control, loss of consciousness. And then sometimes we'll see somebody with a seizure undergo stroke, brain damage, and death. Epilepsy is the neurological disorder in which a person has recurrent, unprovoked seizures. So just because somebody has a seizure doesn't mean they're suffering from epilepsy. However, people that have recurrent seizures may be diagnosed with epilepsy. There's photosensitive epilepsy, in which visual triggers can induce a seizure. This occurs in about 1 in 4,000 of the population. And then, yeah, I'll go a little deeper into bathing-related epilepsy when I look it up. So it's sad. You don't want to see a 33-year-old, healthy, decorated athlete die. It's just crazy. So we'll keep you posted. Also making headlines yesterday was former Empire actor Jesse Smollett was found guilty on 5 of 6 counts of felony disorderly conduct for making false reports to police that he was the victim of a hate crime in January 2019. Now, the defense team said it would appeal the verdict. It was interesting. The jurors had deliberated over 2 days. And then when the verdict was in, I was watching the tree lighting ceremony on Fox because somebody burned the tree down. So I was watching that, and then you saw they were all excited that the verdict was in. And I guess everybody involved in Chicago in the case was told, don't be farther away than 30 minutes, because when we have reached a verdict, we're going to do this right away. Well, Jesse Smollett I guess, was accused of taking his time. Mind you, he has an older mom, and I guess he always, you know, cares for his mom and, you know, helps her with the stairs. And I, you know, being devil's advocate, guys, look, I got a mom, and I can't rush her. I mean, have you guys ever, you know, it's like, okay, mom, we got to go. Mom, don't rush me. Who are you talking? It's like, sorry, mom, sorry, mom. I have to sit here. And she's like, now, where's my purse? It's there, mom. I got your purse. I got your purse. But I need something in my purse. What do you need, mom? Oh, my gosh, you got me so flustered. I don't even know what I need anymore. I'm like, oh, my God. Okay, I'm in your purse. I'm going to read the contents of your purse. You got bubble gum. You got your wallet. You got condoms. What are condoms doing? Oh, give me my purse. Anyway, so there's no way I would have made it. If I had to bring my mom, there is no way I would have made my verdict hearing on time. Just no way. Plus, in case I was going to get carted off to jail, which some people thought Jesse Smollett would do. I didn't think they were going to take him to jail. I need to put some makeup on, right? Because that's going to be the last makeup I get to wear for a while. So I had really cake it on. But anyway, Smollett maintained his innocence on the stand, denied the accounts of Olabinjo and Abimbola Osundaro, two acquaintances he knew from the Empire show. Prosecutors pointed to the brothers' testimony and evidence that they were paid by Smollett. Smollett is black, gay, and they were paid by Smollett to stage a fake hate crime attack to garner sympathetic media coverage. Smollett had said he was attacked by two white men, and then he later said they were pale. So Smollett told police after the purported attack near downtown Chicago that he was subject to racist and homophobic slurs by two unknown men. They poured bleach on him, wrapped a noose around his neck. Authorities investigated the claims and determined the actor orchestrated the scheme. And it's, you know, when some people think, you know, are talking, you know, why was this such a big deal? You know, everybody's just, you know, lynching and being, you know, wanting to make, you know, Smollett a scapegoat, you know, for all the things that happened last year. On the flip side, our police are so taxed right now. And we are, as a society, trying to stop any sort of hate crime. If something is a hate crime, we take that seriously. And we want to be hate crime free. So if somebody fakes a hate crime, that not only muddies the water for an investigation that cost over $100,000 and took the time and resources, but that now, sadly, starts to put doubt on the topic of, okay, it's a hate crime. Remember I told you the first person who lied about getting raped ruined it for the rest of us? Because now if you say I was raped, people don't believe you. You have to prove you were raped until not. Because, you know, people have lied about it. Well, same thing now with hate crimes. We don't want hate crimes to be now, you know, okay, you got to really prove it and you have to. That wouldn't have been a thing because who the hell would have faked it? Well, now that we have had such an intricate faking of it, it's now, you know, if you're a victim of a hate crime, you have to really prove it. So this disorderly conduct charge for false crime report is a class 4 felony, punishable up to 3 years of prison and a $25,000 fine. They say Cook County Judge James Lynn will have a discretion of imposing a concurrent or consecutive sentence for each of the 5 counts. So I think he's just going to get community service, but it's this was a mess. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
That supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented.
Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so in light of Demaryius Thomas dying, and we are being told that the wide receiver, Super Bowl star, Pro Bowler, had been possibly in the shower when he had a seizure and died, and this just kind of rang very eerily similar to John Travolta's child, who had died in a quote-unquote bathtub incident where they believe he also had a seizure and had no sign of head trauma. So I kind of looked up, could there be a relationship between showering and bathing and seizures? Now, I mean, I love my hot showers. I am not a bath taker. I don't like to be... The reason I don't like the bath is, one is, okay, I got, you know, kids and everybody running around the house and stuff, so if I have a lot of bubbles, and I think I have the bubbles kind of covering me, the bubbles eventually go away, and then I'm not covered, and I just don't, and the water magnifies certain things. So if I think my boobies look pretty good, let's say hubby comes in, you know, they don't look that good underwater. They look, you know, and underwater looks weird. That doesn't work for me, okay? Also, lying down doesn't look as good as being more perky, so... doesn't work for me. My problem is the water gets cold. And I just don't want to be in my own dirty water. So I love showers, and I'll stand in showers. So the average person who stands in a shower is not at risk for a seizure. But what if somebody who suffers from seizures, are they at risk? Well, what we brought up a little bit earlier was a hot water epilepsy and a bathing-related epilepsy. And so... epilepsy is, as we said, it's a condition in which somebody could have multiple seizures. Seizures, a disconnect with the connectivity of the electrical currents of the brain. Seizures can happen with a variety of things. They can happen when you've been drinking so much and then all of a sudden you stop drinking and you withdraw. You could have a withdrawal seizure. Same thing with, let's say you take Xanax all the time or Klonopin or benzodiazepines. And then you... stop taking them abruptly, and you go through benzodiazepine withdrawal, you could get a seizure. Let's say you have a child that wasn't sick. All of a sudden, they got the flu, and their temperature went from 98 to 104. They could get a febrile seizure. So there are seizures that can happen that don't necessarily have to be a full-on epilepsy diagnosis. But Demaryius Thomas had seizures for about a year, they said, was diagnosed with seizures for about a year. They think it might have been related to his 2019 car accident. I know he had a concussion in 2010, maybe a previous concussion. So maybe there might have been some CTE. Hard to say. We're going to obviously get more data, but more information. But right now, family needs privacy. You know, they just lost their 33-year-old son, brother, cousin. So obviously that's not good. But bathing-related epilepsy is very interesting. So we don't really see a lot of seizures in a bubble bath because we don't tell people that have epilepsy to take a bubble bath. All right? The last thing you want is if your kid has seizures, to have a seizure where they're in the bubble bath. Because remember, you could lose tone. And if you lose tone and, you know, or you lose consciousness, you're going to go underwater. So we don't want you in a body of water. If somebody with epilepsy is swimming, they have to have somebody with them at all times. So we don't have you do bubble bath. But a shower is another thing. So Dr. Altoon et al. And his group, they had written a piece on bathing-related epilepsy. It's known as water immersion epilepsy. It's rare, benign. It's a reflex. It presents with focal seizures that occur during bathing with hot water, but the prognosis is usually favorable. They say the exact mechanism is unknown. They're not sure. They talk about a 24-year-old who came to their clinic, had seizures while he was in some warm water. These seizures start approximately 10 minutes after contact with water in the bathroom. They start getting frequent difficulty breathing. They get pale. Their teeth clench. They might get a purple discoloration of the lips. This lasts for about a minute or two. They might get irritable before. They can anticipate. They know the seizure's coming. Consciousness could blurred. You kind of wake up out of it. So you get you could be conscious, but you could also be sleepy and fall asleep through this. And so it's obviously very, very scary. And in this particular case, I guess he poured water over his head from a plastic can while sitting. He didn't have seizures when the water came from a shower, but they had looked at his case because he was somebody that suffered from a quote-unquote bathing-related epilepsy. So is it because there's levels of stress before bathing? Is it because you're rushing? Is it the sound of the water? Is it the reflecting light? Remember we talked about movies could trigger? Remember Incredibles 2? Had to have a epilepsy and a seizure trigger warning because parents said their kids got seizures from watching the movie. Like a lot of these movies, there's all these kind of bright lights and these flips and flickers and things like that. And you know, that could trigger epilepsy. They're wondering if maybe the reason why showers could do it is because the water is reflecting the light. If I remember correctly, John Travolta's child died during the day. And I don't know when Demaryius Thomas took his shower, but it could also be lights from a bathroom. But when lights are flickering and it's reflective and you have all that volume and fluidity, you could have a lot of refraction, prism type stuff, and that could maybe trigger it. They said there's also the induction of pulmonary baroreceptors. Because you're going into water. They still say, you know, you need to study it more. So, you know, whether it's the warm temperature, whether or not, obviously there's this, you know, very weird sort of trigger. And I am going to look up how many seizures seem to happen in the shower. You know, we know seizures can happen in school. We know they can happen watching TV. What is it about the shower that's triggering it? So they think maybe it is the water. I mean, I know for me that I go through a big temperature change. So I'm cold these days because it's wintertime and I'm a little anemic from my surgery. So I've taken about 6-7 showers a day. That's why my hair is always kind of like, you know, frizzy, because I just put my hair up. I don't wash my hair 7-8 times a day, but I'll just put it up, go into the shower, and then I get, you know, shower hair. And I am so cold that I run into the shower, and then I just run in from cold to warm. Well, what did I tell you about those kids whose temperatures go from 98 to like 102, 103, 104? It could induce a seizure. So I'm also wondering, and so it's really interesting if it's the temperature change, because I jump into hot showers all the time, and it's got to be hot. And then I turn, it's funny, I get out of the shower, my husband goes, your back is all red. I was like, yeah, because it was hot. I just love hot showers. Helps me sleep at night. Every night before I go to bed, I have to have a hot shower. It's just something I do. I don't know what's going to happen if we go on water restriction. I just won't flush the toilet. So it could be that. Maybe it's the temperature change from us going from our 98.7, and then because we're submerging in hot water, it raises our temperature. So what do? If you have a family member with seizures, that kind of stinks because you can't be there in the shower with them all the time. And so, yes, we will talk about, yeah. Shower sex doesn't work well for me because you slip and it's like you can't really, you know, what do you hold on to if you don't have, you know, anything to hold on to? So it's kind of hard. But anyway, so if you have a loved one who might have seizures, the bathroom time could be pretty scary, and you can't really put, you could fall in the shower. So if you seize, you don't want to hit your head. So I don't know if you have to have a padded shower wall, if it has to be a small shower. So if you do fall, you don't fall onto the ground. You fall against a wall that's padded. I don't know what the answer is. But I would probably suggest, until we figure this out, and if anybody is figuring out, you know, how often do seizures and people with epilepsy have in the shower, find out if there is any correlation to the speed at which you're cooling down or heating up or jumping into the water. Do you need to have a gradual, I'm going to start with water on my hand and then slowly get my whole body into the water? It might just be an incremental thing we need. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.